That tin fish was just a practice shot. But to help a war shot find its mark, you need the best information you can get. You want to hear those Jap ships. The skipper may take a look with his periscope, but it'll be to your credit if you spot the enemy with your sound gear before he comes in range of sight. And JP-1 was made for this job. Topside, you have a simple but tough hydrofoam that responds to sounds of a frequency that you can hear. As you sweep the ocean, sounds from great distances are picked up by this hydrofoam and fed by cable down through the hull to the amplifier. This amplifier just takes the weak signals picked up by the hydrofoam and makes them louder. It was easy to hear that tanker, wasn't it? But notice how difficult it is to hear the same tanker when background noise is high. Background noise can be caused by your own ship, by waves or rain on the surface, or by acceleration of your boat through the water. Filters provided in the JP-1 amplifier enable you to cut down the reception of background noise. Here is the same tanker you just heard, but with the filter set on the 500 cycle high pass position. The 500 or 3000 cycle positions are usually the best for searching. The same tanker sounds like this when you use the 3000 cycle filter position. The 6000 cycle filter position will give you a sharper bearing, but you lose the natural sound and get just a hiss as you sweep over the target. We'll say more about all these filters later on. A volume control enables you to adjust the loudness to the right level, not too loud to tire your ears, nor too soft to cause you to miss a faint target. But knowing a target is somewhere up there isn't all you want to know. You want to know its bearing, too. The hydrophone is more sharply directional at the higher sonic frequencies, and these higher frequencies affect the indicator eye. As you sweep across the target, the shadow of the eye closes, and the bearing at that moment is the correct target bearing. Of course, the sound is loudest on the bearing, too. Propeller, engine, or auxiliary sounds may help you identify a ship, but first contact at long range may be just a hiss as you sweep over the target. Then, switching on the prop count detector may make identification easier. Listen for the props of this ship as the detector is snapped on. The prop count detector causes distortion in the signal and sometimes sharpens the beat of the propellers. You won't use it often, but it may help at times when prop beats are not quite clear. That, fellows, is part of the story on JP-1 sonic listening gear. There's more in the records to follow. Just remember, when your boat is submerged, sound is your only contact with the enemy. And JP-1 is the gear that will do a job for you out there when the blue chips are down, if you learn what it can do and how to use it.